Patrick, but having the run he's on, how can you appreciate kind of how well he scores and how much he scores at the age he is right now? We know Alex Ovechkin obviously has done this for 12, 15 years, but for him to do this at 19, how impressive is this?
It's really impressive when you factor in he's still learning the game. So his scoring has taken off of late, but so is his game, all-around game. And that was true before Paul got here, and they clearly have a nice chemistry together. And then to do that at 19 is special. As much as you're left kind of smiling when the puck goes in, because it happens so often now and it's fun to watch, there's been an awful lot of games where he could have had two or three more. I mean, he's an impressive young man at 19. At any age, those numbers would be elite, clearly. But at 19, that's pretty exciting, because, again, I think there's lots of room as he physically matures for his game to change and become a power forward and a big, strong man that can score off the rush, take pucks to the net. So I think there's lots of places that Patty's going to improve over the years.
So what is his ceiling, Paul? Is that something that you spend any time sort of envisioning?
No, because I don't think it matters. The overall game that Patty will play will become far more important than whether it's 40, 50, or whatever that number ends up being. They are already starting now to draw. With Mark out of the lineup, you start to see them draw the shutdown pair of D, and usually their A line. So that's a bit of an adjustment that he'll have to deal with. And then at some point, Patty's going to play 20 minutes a night. Maybe not at 19, but when that happens, he'll be playing against the A group. So it's not as easy to keep scoring like Ovechkin has when you move up the lineup and you play more minutes and you play against the other team's best, but it doesn't take much for either one of those guys to get it off their stick, that's for sure.
Any changes to the lineup tonight?
No, same lineup for tonight. So the injury report goes like this. Steve Mason had a scope this morning on his knee. He didn't feel right in the game the other day, that's 2 to 3 weeks anyway. Dmitry Kulikov's come back to Winnipeg to get evaluated. That'll happen tonight and tomorrow, so we'll have a better handle on where we're going with that. Probably tell you more tomorrow. Scheifele's in a non-contact, but back on the ice. He's feeling much better, which is a real positive. The rest of them are all in full contact go. We are looking at, if it's not Chicago, it would be the game after. Possibly for Jake. Lowry's in a full contact sweater, so he's not that far off. Toby had made real good improvements today for the first time, but I'm going to hold him out today. We'll reevaluate that tomorrow. I think that's it, right?
Nice.
Yeah, he's good to go. Like he's good to, he's healthy, full go. One of the things he's battling is we haven't a lot of practice time with the number of games that we're playing, so we're still going to wait on that before we can get into a heavy one.
On the weekend, you thought Scheifele might be an option for tomorrow, but that probably is not the case.
Right. So, no, and that would be more my call on it. I mean, clearly he's not in full contact, so he's not ready to play. But we're not. We do not want a reoccurrence, so we'll be real patient with this one.
With the back-to-back, what goes into the decision for Connor today, and you stick to your plan, Michael, tomorrow?
Mike's been over his career good on back-to-back. I was splitting these games one way or the other. I like Connor's game in Philadelphia. I like where he's at. So I want to keep him in that rhythm.
Hutch has gone into the two games that he's played. We can probably talk about this more tomorrow, but the two games that he's played, he's had some tough scenarios, and this one won't be any easier tomorrow right. For you too, right?
No. I think these two teams, it's 29 goals in three games. So it's been tough on the tenders at both ends of the ice when we play. So maybe Michael, I see he's looked really sharp in practice and really good. So that seems to be right up his alley.
Go back to the Line A Ovechkin thing quick. You've got a game to coach, but from a fan standpoint, you're kind of intrigued to see how this thing plays out with those guys going head-to-head and having the same number, leading the league coming in tonight.
Well, we're real pleased. We got our young guys got 40, and then that's a good man to be chasing and competing with. We would clearly like our guy to have a better night than their guy. That's true most nights. We'll see how it plays out.
Having coached against him for so long, what's your appreciation level for his chase for 600, and especially doing it in under 1,000 games?
You know, one of the things is how much his game has changed and matured over the years, really. I mean, he came in as a hitter almost, shooter and a hitter. He was a very physical player, covered an awful lot of ice during the games, and he's matured into kind of picking his spots. He's still a hard guy to play against, physically very, very strong. I think he uses the people around him better than maybe, and that's true of all young players. But his game has really changed, really grown, really matured.
You switched your lines up the other night. Do you go back to the originals, or what's your plan for tonight on that front, since you didn't do any line?
Okay, so yeah, we're going to go back to where we started two games ago. Well, I'm not telling you what they are. I'm just telling you that
you switched a couple shifts in the other night.
I did.
With Hendricks.
Yeah, moving around a little bit. Okay. So you know what? There's not a lot you can do sometimes on the road. You try to get a sense of how heavy a matchup the other guy's looking for. And a lot of times on the road, you just try not to give him what he wants. And if you can keep his A players on the bench for offensive zone draws, sometimes that's just enough. That's the only edge you maybe find on the road. So we moved our guys around a little bit. It was a tight game. But we'll go back to where we were.
Ross Page is all right after blocking that shot.
Yeah, he's fine.
Just one more on Blake Wheeler. He wasn't out there. Just
all set, ready to roll.
Is there one thing or is there something at the top of your agenda that needs to be a little bit better here tonight than it was in Philly?
I didn't mind parts of our game. I don't think we finished on the road. Sometimes you have to be a little sharper with it around the net. I would like to see our... I think we got into a little penalty trouble, and that took some of our transition out of the game, some of our pace. I think we had a lot of good players, but we're getting into the length of the trip now. We're going to have to run all four, and we're going to need everybody going. It was a tight game. There wasn't a lot either way, so I don't have a lot of negative about the game other than the result.